Well, the library was right where it is now, downtown. It was a Carnegie Library, and it was very gray and somber-looking, kind of a fortress-like building, but one that was very welcoming to a youngster.
I remember that, too. It was a dark, big building, but it was in exactly the same spot. Now we are in our third iteration of the Seattle Public Library on the same location. I remember when library number 2 was built in 1959, which really wasn't that long ago, at least in my life. We tore down the Carnegie Library and put up a new library in 1959, and then we just put up another one 10 years ago, which is an incredible edifice. And the library used to just be books. It's not just books anymore. You know, we have the internet. We have so many new ways of doing research, of learning, and this is the font of the place of learning.
Books have always meant a great deal to me. Dad, Ben Bridge, was a collector of books and very, very interested in reading everything he could get his hands on. So books became very much a part of our lives, and they still are.
They still are. Well, you know, Seattle is a place that has a great affinity toward reading, toward learning, more so than just about any place in the country. And part of that comes from our weather, I'm afraid. You know, the idea that it's gray a lot, and, you know, so you sit inside, and what do? You read. But a lot of it comes from a love of education and a love of learning. And, you know, we're a place of innovation. And we're better to germinate that innovation, to plant the seeds of new ideas and inventions, but in a library situation. And our library has always been central to Seattle.